This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Vasudha Narayanan, Distinguished Professor of Religion at the University of Florida, is giving the 2021 Anjali Lecture in Hindu Studies virtually at the University of Tennessee. She spoke with us about the beginnings of Hinduism in the United States.
You can study Hinduism in this country in many ways. One is historically, that is the arrival of Hindu ideas. Early 19th century, Emerson, Thoreau, Whitman, and the Hindu texts were being translated into English. And so Emerson read the Vishnu Purana, the Bhagavad Gita. Thoreau really was immersed in the Bhagavad Gita, a very important Hindu text. Emerson copiously wrote out copied passages from the Vishnu Purana. They were all entranced with the idea of how long the Hindus thought this universe will last. And that would be billions and trillions of years. And they were fascinated and enthralled with how, say, a number like one followed by 17 zeros is one unit of time within Hinduism, in which a universe is created and then it's destroyed and then it's recreated again. It's fascinating that almost chapter and verse, they're following some text. So historically, there's been a long intellectual tradition on this. Materially, there's been a different kind of trajectory, because when ships went from America for trading to the Far East, they'd stop in India. And these sailors would keep journals. And these journals provide wonderful idea of their ideas of Hinduism. And they brought back curiosities. You can find them even now in the Peabody Museum in Salem, Massachusetts. So intellectually, materially, Hinduism comes much earlier than we would think. But then because we've had the Asian Exclusion Act, Indians were not allowed to come into this country for a long, long time. Oh, there's a small quota, like within 100, even in the 1940s. It's in 1965 that this quota is raised, and professionals from many countries, especially engineers and doctors, are let in into this country. The wave of people who come in here are professionals, at least in the initial wave. And therefore, they come in very different circumstances. I mention this because it leads to a very different kind of public perception of Hinduism than, say, even in Europe. Here, the people who come are doctors, physicians, professionals, teachers, and so on. And they're able to put down the money to build huge temples. And why? I mean, when a small area would be fine. This is partly to say that we're here to stay. The most important reason that a temple comes into being is really to get the younger generation involved in cultural activities.